Om Shanti. After few days, we are having the morning class. Otherwise, yeah, last few days, there was no class in the morning, only evening. Because the double foreigner were few in number because of that. And now they have increased. So from today onwards, we will have daily the morning class. And this morning, we have with our senior Raj Yogi brother Surya Bhai. So we welcome him, giving a big hand, and welcome to all of you also. He is here in Madhuban since Baba's time, Sakar Baba's time. Before the Brahma Baba left his physical body, he came before that. Brahma Baba became avyakt in 1969 and he came here in Madhuban in 1968. And he came in knowledge in 1965. He is from UP Meerut and he is well known in Brahmin family as a Yogi Raj brothers, Yogi Raj Surya. And Yogi Raj means, you know, king of yogis. And this name suits to him because he keeps on doing yoga experimentation. He is well known for the yoga experimentation. He does lot of practice on self-respect. And not only practice of self-respect, but he advises to others also. And with the help of this experimentation and the self-practice, he is able to give the remedy or the solution to the problems or sufferings of even the BK family, not only the non-BK, to the BK family also. So he is the one who keeps on doing yoga experimentation and he keeps on traveling India and abroad. Today he is here, tomorrow he is to the other place and day after tomorrow he is on the third place. And because why we started from today? Because he was available today only. This time only.
I was in Shantivan actually. I came from Shantivan.
So let us listen from him. The subject was unlimited disinterest. It was announced in the morning. No? So he is going to speak on unlimited disinterest. So let us listen from him.
Om Shanti. Do you like this subject? Really? Many believe that this is a dry subject. But today we will make it interesting, not disinteresting, but interesting to disinterest. I start with one beautiful experience which I heard just yesterday, the power of yoga, how it works. One man was kidnapped 15 years back. Think 15 years back. After that, his wife came into Gyan. Last year I went to their city. So she asked me, can I do something to call him back? I thought in 15 years, he's alive or not, I cannot say. I asked her, do you believe she is alive? Confidently she said, yes. Because when people kidnapped, either they kill or they finish. So she did powerful yoga. And practice of Master Almighty 108 times every day. And gave me this good news that he came back. After 15 years, a miracle. 1 hour powerful yoga every day. And at the end of the yoga, first she had to do the practice of Master Almighty many times. Then 1 hour powerful yoga. Then at the end, just to see him soul, invoke him. Come back. And he came. So such a wonderful thing. Yesterday to another beautiful news, One sister from Punjab, she had the problem of nerve system, entire nerve, your case. Means nerve became very weak. So very weak body and doctors could do nothing. So she started from last 10 days some practices and shared her experience yesterday that now she is very fine. Everything is improving amazingly. So this is the power of yoga. So I have full belief and confidence. Nothing is beyond the power of yoga. It can solve all problems of a nation, of a society, of a family, or personal problems. Power of yoga works through power of thoughts. So now, this is the need of the hour, that we all must become very good yogis. Entire world requires our yoga vibrations. Even nature needs our pure vibrations. So make your mind to become very good yogi. Yoga will protect us, will protect your family, will protect Baba's service, Baba's yajna, and will give good vibrations to the world. Even nature needs our vibrations. So would you like to become very good, great yogi? Yogi souls are the beauty of this world. They are the beauty, real adornment, decoration, beauty of this world. In a country only, in your Western countries, if there are only 100 good yogi souls in a country, they are enough for all nation. Only 100 good yogis, pure souls. So for good yoga, to improve our yoga practice, in order to enjoy our life, we can say the feeling of this taste, feeling of this interest is important practice. But we have to churn on this subject broadly, so that it should not become a dry subject for us. Many sannyasis, they practice Vairagya, Nindi Vairagya, Udas. Some sect of sannyasis, their name is Udasi, depressed souls. So Baba used to laugh at them, they are depressed soul. We have not to become depressed soul because of disinterest, but our disinterest must bring real happiness, joy in our life, and must help us to eradicate all waste thoughts. So we have to now find out at least 5 points of disinterest. Disinterest from this, disinterest from this, disinterest from this. So you have to think. Disinterest from body, first thing. But we have to take interest also with our body, awareness also. But disinterest from body consciousness, we can say this. We have to look after our health, our bodily need, but no interest in body consciousness. One thing, first thing. Second thing, bodily relationships. Right. Thirdly, disinterest from this entire Kali Yugi world, Baba says always. Fourth one, disinterest from position, disinterest from, you can speak many things, then we can find out 5 of them. Desires, yes. So disinterest from worldly desires, and desires of name and fame and many things in this world we see. And 5th one, desires from waste. Waste listening, waste thoughts mainly. No interest in waste. Just as today there was a class, a yoga shivir group is here in Yansarovar. More than 500 brothers and sisters are there. So I gave class about karam philosophy. So I mentioned one thing which is very useful for everyone. So 2-3 young girls came to me after that. And the point is, in our mind, there is a creative energy. Mind generates energy all the time. And that energy, if is positive, then that energy can do wonder in every area of life. So what is going on nowadays in houses, in homes, in families, that most of the time young people are just watching TV or internet or phones, cell phone, craze of cell phone all the time, young people. So what is happening? Their mind has stopped thinking. Did you follow? So they have lost their creative energy. So these 3 girls came to me and they shared their experience that because they had seen a lot of time TVs in their childhood life, therefore now they have lost their creative energy. They cannot create any good thought in mind. They cannot think any new thing. So it is a big harm. So waste thought damages everything in our life. We have to bring, we have to create feeling of disinterest for waste. No interest in waste. I can understand now everywhere in the world. People, young people specifically are very much interested towards net, internet, because they can see everything. Entire knowledge of the world is there in internet. But it is creating big confusion in their mind. And because of negativity in their own mind, they get attracted towards negativity in the net. So they attract, they receive, they pick up negativity from internet, from mobile, from TV. Although good things are also there in them, but because of their own negativity, they pick up negative energy from that, and thus they spoil their life. Now I am in the contact of many young people in India, specifically abroad also. So the problem is this negative energy, which is damaging everything in their life. Many of them have lost their happiness. Many are caught by the feeling of depression, lonely feelings most of the time in their life. No love for the world, no love for the family, no love for their parents. So we, the humans, must, create the feeling of distaste for waste. No interest in waste. Someone comes to you to talk to you for half an hour, and you know many things are waste in that half an hour. So if we have no interest, then our vibrations will keep such persons away from us. They will not come to us. Seeing waste thing, we should avoid it. Speaking waste, we should avoid it. About the desires of the world, the yogi souls must have this attitude towards this world. This world is a perishable world, now going to end, everything is going to finish. I want to make you careful about one thing, that is very important thing for all Brahmins, because our eyes always see the gross thing. I give you a practical example, if you don't mind. When a Vyakta Baba comes, so many goes on the stage. And those who are sitting there in down seats, what happens to them? You know what happens. So they think, sometimes they have negative feelings, and they think, oh, they are going always on the stage, Baba is giving them drashti, toli, bouquet and so many things. They are very fortunate. They are very good souls. But this is gross outlook. God loves to those who are really, really yogi souls. God loves those who are very pure souls. He gives drashti to them whose drashti is always fixed on Him. If their drashti is going here and there, Baba's drashti will not come to them. So we should understand the subtle philosophy, not gross things, not superficial things, external thing. No, there is no meaning of such things. We know, very openly I can speak, those who are always on the stage, they are never on the higher stage. Never. So, we must see everything on subtle level. If Baba is in our heart, we are in the heart of Baba. We can experience His love all the time, if we are bodiless. If we follow His Srimad, we can achieve everything, we can experience everything from Him. So no desire, no superficial desire, no worldly desire. There are so many things in the world, and those who are very intense effort makers, those who see everything on subtle level, spiritual subtle level, they must renounce the desire of name and fame. Spirituality, only spirituality is our goal. And now time has reached. What I see, I know the history of the yajna very subtly. I can see the future of yajna now. In my observation, I can see, I can say, now, Baba's role of coming in Dadi's body is becoming less, less, less day by day. And very soon we will see, He will come very often, will give just drashti and will go back. That will be the end of His Vyakta part. And in the meantime, there can be upheaval in the yajna. Yajna means entire yajna, all Brahmin souls. So many, those who are not very good yogi, those who are not very powerful yogi or very good pure soul, they can go away. And after that, there will be glorification. The most beautiful time, excellent time of this world cycle. Wonderful time is coming very soon. And as per my observation, I can say, we will reach to that time within 5 years. In these 5 years, we can see, we will see many ups and downs everywhere. But after that, glorification. Baba will be revealed. And in Hindi there are very good words. Jai Jai Kar. Jai Jai Vah Vah Vah. Jai Jai Kar. Baba and Baba. All newspapers, TV channels will become full of the news of Brahma Kumaris. How to achieve everything from God. How to protect the self. On the other side, we will see the scene of destruction. But most enjoyable time for all Brahmins will come very soon. But before that, we have to pass through severe examinations. Just as those who know Hindi, they know that Sita had to cross from the fires. Agni Pariksha. So that Agni Pariksha, fire examination, we all have to give. And then we will become real gold. Very pure gold. And pure gold will come up. Entire world will see them. Will get attracted them. So I used to say in this language that Baba will disappear. In words, in physical language, he's always with us, but his part will finish, he will disappear, and many full moon will shine in this darkness of Kali Yuga, and all souls of this world will get attracted to them. One full moon becomes the attraction for all. Many full moon, many perfect souls, absolutely pure souls will shine on this earth, and through them the wave of spirituality will spread on this planet. Such time is coming closer day by day to us. So we have to become good yogi. So no interest in worldly achievements. And many Brahmin souls are also running after worldly achievements. Therefore, their mind never becomes stable. It fluctuates here and there. You may make progress in your worldly life. If you are getting the chance of promotion in your Laukik work, it's beautiful. If you are making progress in your business, it's beautiful. But mind should not get disturbed. If mind is stable, if there is peace and happiness and stability in our mind, then we are great. We are successful. So disinterest from Laukik worldly desires. A man may become wealthy man in the world. Now a Brahmin may become very wealthy, but if he is not spiritually wealthy, he will not feel contentment in the life. And one man may be poor, but his spirituality, if he is full, he is full. He is the wealthiest person in the world. And time is coming. These are Baba's words. These are Baba's words. Listen carefully. Those who will become full in all treasures of Baba, will do real service to the world in near future. Because service will be done through drashti and through vibrations only. So I can see in the world many things are becoming very severe and serious. Doctors know mental disease are increasing day by day. Cases of depression and insomnia, sleeplessness, increasing day by day in the world. In families, mutual clash is spreading day by day in the world. And fear, hidden fear, unknown fear is appearing day by day in the world. Worries and tension and different diseases, you know, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, cancer, these things are becoming very common everywhere. And its reason, you know, two main reasons. Pollution and radiation of towers. Radiation, mobile phones tower, TV tower, internet tower, they are spreading bad energy, bad waves. They are having bad impact on human brain, our heart, our body. This is the main reason. Many things are becoming disappear from the world because of this radiation from the towers. So, we will have to protect ourselves. Disinterest from the body and soul. This practice. I am a great soul, this practice. I am Master Almighty Soul, this practice. So automatically we will get detached from the body and it is disinterest. We have not to see this way that no care of the body. We have to take care, full care of our body, good sleep, good food, good care, because with a sound body, healthy body, we can become only good yogi, otherwise not. Bodily relations. You know, you have heard always in Murli. If you have not heard, you should hear now. Attachment will become the biggest problem for everyone during the time of destruction. Attachment. Attachment will cause deep sorrow in everyone's mind. And our last paper is also the paper of attachment, detachment. And Baba has mentioned always, only 108 souls will become fully detached. Fully. Then number-wise. So in order to get detached from everything, this disinterest will help us a lot. Detachment. And what is the real cause of attachment? Just in one word, mine. This thing belongs to me. This is my baby, this is my girl, this is my husband, this is my house, these are my things. So attachment with human beings and attachment with material things. So this is so subtle that when destruction will begin and everything will start to destroy, then this will become a big paper for us, test paper. So for this, right from now, we will have to improve this practice. Nothing belongs to me. Only Baba belongs to me. Nothing else. Whatever I have, whatever you have, use them. Take full benefit, enjoyment, use them. But with this feeling that one day I have to leave them all, use them. They are not immortal, they are mortal, destructible, perishable. So, if I have many good things for me, use them. And if the moment comes when you have to leave them in a second. Okay, I am happy without everything. Such practice we have to do in life. We are happy, we are content, we are full without everything. With Baba only. This practice is very important. So no interest in anything. Laukik. Because otherwise this attachment is very subtle. You know, many mothers are sitting, a mother has blood connection, relationship with her children, and it's very hard, not impossible, very difficult to get detached from them. It is very subtle. I share you one story, you will laugh at this. One old lady of 85 years came to me with a problem. I asked her, "What is your problem?" She answered, "I have lost my sleep." "So what is the reason?" The reason was, my daughter's daughter's daughter of 9 years, she is 9 years old, daughter's daughter's daughter, fourth. She is not taking interest in study. She is avoiding study, so I am worried about her. What will be her future? So I laugh at that mother. "Mother, I hope the burden of entire world you have taken on your head. You think that I have to take care of entire world, my entire race. Then what Baba will do? He is the master of the world. She is the responsible of the world. He is the responsible of the yag. But he is carefree." I keep it always in my mind. When many come to me with many complaints, and they say, "What Baba is doing now? Does he not see these all things happening here?" I say, "Everything in his eyes. He knows about everything. Still he is the detached observer, because he knows whatever is going on, whatever is happening, it must happen. It's true. Whatever is happening with everyone, that's final truth. That must happen. He detached observer. And being the responsible of this great yag, he has to bring big transformation, and he is carefree. We have to learn from him. We have to learn from him. So our disinterest must be based on knowledge. So it's not so that we will not eat good food, we will eat. We will not see good scenes, we will see. But they must not enter our heart. They must not take the place of Baba. If they enter our heart, if they enter our mind, then Baba will go away. So we have to do everything, but with this feeling that these are perishable things. One day we have to leave all these things here and we'll go back to Baba. And without this powerful wave of disinterest, perfection will never come. I have seen one scene in Yag when Baba became avyakt in 18 January 69. So for 2-3 years in Yag, Yag was very small. You may believe only 70-80 persons could stay here, such a small Yag. So after Baba left his body, feeling of disinterest everywhere, no interest in anything. And reason was, thought was, we all had heard in Baba's murli that when Baba will become avyakt, when Baba become karmatit, then Mahabharat war will start. So we were waiting for third world war. So full disinterest. Now we must become perfect very soon. We did not know many other things. So full disinterest. And in that disinterest, many became good yogi. Many got lift. So without disinterest, we cannot make our mind stable, joyous, very powerful. Otherwise these all things will pull our consciousness, our thoughts, and power of thoughts will become very weak. So again, because Baba would make us perfect, karmatit, so in Rama, such scenes will come that we will lose entire interest from this world. We will see towards Baba only, towards our perfection only. So for this, just simple method is, make some powerful aim for yourself, powerful aim, and just dedicate yourself to that, your target. And what should be that aim? Not just to become karmatit or perfect, but aim that I will make my yoga chart 4 hours every day. Such aim. What I did in my life in early years, I noticed my weaknesses. They were very strong weaknesses. I wanted to finish them. Otherwise they were creating disturbance in my yoga practices. Just I share one of them, feeling, negative feelings. Someone said something, mood off. And immediately I notice it's a bad thing. I have to become very good yogi, so my mind should remain full. And then there were Baba's words, full means no feeling. Full means beyond feeling. I noticed this line. So if I want to become full, I must go beyond all these negative feelings. And I worked for that for some years. I had to do work for years and years. So then I got victory over that. Like this I notice subtle anger within me, and I made a plan, I made a target, I have to become free from this anger. And I worked for this, and I got success. So like this, purity, and very subtle weaknesses, you can make your aim to get free from them. This should be the aim. 4 hours yoga and to get free from this weakness. You can make a plan for 40 days, 2 months, not big plan, just 40 days. That is, within 40 days I will do this, and dedicate yourself, dedicate your full energy to achieve that goal. And you must know one thing, one beautiful thing. The aim you make, your laukik aim or your alaukik aim, write it down. You can write it down 7 times every morning for 7 days only. 7 times every morning, as soon as you wake up, note it down in one line only. And 7 times for 7 days. So your brain, entire energy of brain, will become busy to achieve that goal. This is secret. Your aim, what you want to achieve in 40 days. 7 times it will go to your subconscious mind deeply. 1 time is also enough. If you write down once with full, just real feelings, I want to achieve this. I will achieve this. 1-2 times is enough, but 7 times I say so that it could enter to your subconscious mind fully. Subconscious mind must receive it, accept it. This is his or her aim. So then subconscious mind will activate entire energy of the brain, and that energy will help you all the time to achieve that goal. Suppose, I give you one example. Suppose you made an aim that for 40 days I will remain free from waste thoughts. you wrote it down 7 times. With full deep intention, I will remain free from waste thought for 40 days. So subconscious mind will accept it. It will activate the energy of brain. And suppose sometime negative thoughts came up in your mind, so that energy of the brain will just make you alert. Oh, wrong, you are wrong, stop it. And it will help you to finish those waste thoughts. This will be a very good practice. And it will automatically, when we focus our consciousness, our energy to one direction, we get free from all other waste things. So this is the simple and interesting method to bring the feeling of disinterest in our entire life. We have to make it our life, not just based on thinking and churning. It must become our life, just as many things have become our lives. To say one thing, suppose you go in the market. There is a market of sweets. You see beautiful sweets in India, a beautiful variety of the sweets. Good smell, and you will get attracted, oh, so beautiful. But, because that is not our life, we cannot eat them. So automatically, you will not go there. So it has become our life. We have to do nothing. Suppose somewhere non-veg, that's not our food. We will not see towards that. That has become our life. So disinterest, feeling of disinterest, it must also become our natural life. So that other people could also feel that they have no interest in these old things. And yoga experience, enjoyment of Baba's company, real pleasure, real joy, supersensuous joy, which we experience in yoga, that will automatically create this feeling in our mind. So you can churn on this. If you like, I would like to speak few things about the power of mind. Everyone has to face many things in one's life. Everyone, even all Brahmins too. One thing, take everything as a challenge for you. Suppose problems are coming in your life, don't think why they are coming, they are weakening me, my life should be free from the problems, why Baba is not helping me. No, these are challenges for my life. I have to cross them. I have to face them. I have to defeat them. And then you will find all problems will make you most powerful. They will never weaken you. They will empower you. One thing. These are the challenge for us. We have got entire knowledge. We have got Baba with us, Baba's power with us, power of purity with us. So we should not be scared of the problems. Accept them as the challenge and cross them easily. Someone sent me a message, SMS, that Swami Vivekanand used to tell, if any day you had not to face the problems in your life, consider that you have done something wrong. You are not right. You are not on right path. You are facing the problems, means you are on the right track. His thoughts were so powerful because he also had to face many problems in life. So, make these all things your good friends. And what problems are? Creation of a weak mind. If mind is powerful, there is no problem in the life. If mind is easy, problems will also become easy. Baba's words. If you are easy, problems are easy. Because problems are not as big as they appear. They are not so big. We make them big. Thinking about them, they look like very big, like mountain, but they are not so big. So think always in your mind, problem has come, it will go. Drama is moving all the time. Nothing is stable in this drama. It's going. So a problem has come, it is going. Just see, it's going, it will go. Make such attitudes in your mind. The very great secret I want to keep in front of you, that's the deepest secret in the world. How everything is taking place in this universe. You must understand its philosophy. This world is made of two things, you know, soul and nature. This world is the combination of soul and nature. Nature has provided this body to us, so we are human beings. Entire nature is for the use of human beings. So soul and nature, two things are here. Through our mind, whatever we think, it generates energy, it creates energy, vibrations goes out, they go to the nature, mix up with the nature, there is a reaction between thoughts, energy and nature, and it creates everything, that thing come back to us. So whatever you think again and again, it comes back to you. Suppose a person thinks, I'm very fortunate soul in the world. This is his thought, happiness, enjoyment. I am the most fortunate person in the world. So these vibrations will go to the nature, reaction will take place, and this fortune will become double and will come back to you, to that person. If a person is thinking, oh, probably success is not written in my fortune, bad luck I brought in this life, I am not so happy. Baba also came, but I could not become happy. So these vibrations are going to the nature, reaction is taking place, and those things are coming back to us, being double. So our thoughts are responsible for everything that we achieve in life. Thoughts energy. It's a big thing. You should churn on this again and again. Negative thoughts are generating negative energy. It's going to the brain, polluted the brain, going to whole body, causing disease in the body. If a person becomes happy, many diseases can finish automatically. Negative energy is causing many diseases in the body. Many got this experience. When they came to Baba, before that, they were using so many medicines all the time. Came to Baba, became very happy, enjoyed their life, became light, finished everything. They are healthy now. No more disease. So negative energy is causing everything. Make your mind positive. It's okay? Make your mind positive. If a person creates positive energy, nothing wrong will happen to him. Nothing wrong. With family, with your children, with your husband, with your wife, or with your local job, work, everything will go smoothly. Effect of positive energy. And yoga means to be with Baba, and to receive his positive energy most of the time in life. So thought is important. You can use this power, and specifically first 10 minutes in every morning. First 10 minutes. You can say these 10 minutes are fortune makers. And among these 10 minutes, our very first thought will do wonders. Very first thought. Suppose you want to get success in your life and you are not getting. As soon as you open your eyes, just remember, I am Master Almighty and a successful soul. Success is my birthright. So subconscious mind will accept it and will open the gate of success. It will work like this. Suppose you are lacking money. So don't create such thoughts. I am a poor man, I am lacking money, I have no money, Baba, for you. I have no money to put in your box, Baba, please excuse me. Don't say this. I am most fortunate, most wealthy. Go to Baba in soul world. Just 5 minutes more. I hope you all would like to enjoy Baba's company on 30th, and hopefully he will come. He has come, he is with you. Now we have to go beyond this question, he will come or not. He is with us. So I want to tell you 3 practice for 3 days. would you like to do from today? You will enjoy very much, absolute enjoyment. For today, just one point of self-respect and one point of yoga, only 2 points program. Today, I am a great soul. Every hour, 2 times. I am a great soul. And then see yourself, soul here, means bodiless practice. Body is separate, I am separate. I am this, this is my body, this feeling. For 1 minute only, every hour 2 times. Till night, today, tomorrow, I am Master Almighty. And Baba Almighty is here, canopy of protection, here only. Almighty is here. Same thing, 1 minute, 2 times every hour. And then will come Baba's day, when you wake up in the morning, have a good feeling that his Gyan Surya, this Hindi word is very good, Gyan Surya, son of, actually not knowledge, but son of might. Hindi, literal word knowledge, but son of might. So his rays, colorful rays are coming to the world. Just as sun's rays come down to the world. His rays are coming down to the world, to me too and to the entire world. This good feeling, first thought, make it your first thought. And then, I am most fortunate soul in the world, as God Himself is coming down to meet with me. This will be enjoyment of that day. I am most fortunate. Now God is coming to me. It was not even in my dreams. I have not, never thought this way. God will come to me. He is coming. And then make a vision that Shiv Baba, the Gyan Surya, the Almighty, is coming down. See Him. Visualize Him coming down, coming down, coming down. Came in front of my eyes here. And from Him, these colorful rays are coming to me. This practice. It can be 2-3 minutes. It will give you such good feelings as if Baba came to you. So you will need not to wait till the evening. Right from the morning, Baba will be meeting you 2 times every hour. And another very good practice I want to tell you, every day you have to do this, every day in your life, in the morning. Good experience of meeting with Baba. And what is the method? Feel yourself that I am in subtle world. Make the scene of subtle world. Beyond the sky, white light, world of angels, I am there. And then, Bab Dada from a far distance place is coming towards me. And see Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's forehead, shining Shiv Baba, almighty Shiv Baba, shining in the forehead. Both are coming to me. They are coming to me. Came to me, gave drashti, giving drashti. You can take his drashti for 1/2 minute, for 1 minute, and then Baba put his hand of blessing on my head. Feel it. From his hand, very good vibrations are coming to me, in my body, in my mind. His hand on my head. You may close your eyes, no problem at that time. And then Baba put tilak on my head and gave 3 blessings. Oh sweet child, oh great child, Vijayi Bhav, Hindi word, beautiful, be victorious. And just let it go to your subconscious mind, accept it. God bless me, be victorious. Then second, be obstacle free. Be obstacle free, free from all problems. Third, be successful. O child, success is your birthright. And then Baba disappeared. You can also add, you can enjoy, you will enjoy it very much. Baba is standing in front of you, giving drashti and reminding you, O child, you are not an ordinary soul. You are the great soul of this world drama. I have blessed you with all of my powers. You are Master Almighty. I have given you the blessing. You are the destroyer of obstacles. Wherever you go, obstacles will be destroyed of that place. Oh great souls, you are victorious jewels. You are the master of this nature. Like this. So he is reminding about our self-respect. And if you give 5 minutes every morning like this, you will experience that you met Baba, he gave you drashti and blessings, and he reminded you, all the sleeping consciousness awakened. You will become very active, alert. And then if you do yoga, you will never have sleepy feeling. Very powerful yoga. Okay, do it. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.